Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chas, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is going to be learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shish B'zechad Afan Yerziv Gahagon, B'karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Chas tells us, Yei Nesach Aser V'Oyser B'chol Shehu. Yei Nesach, wine that a non-Jew was misnasech. He did something to it and used it for his Avodah Zarah. It not only is Aser, as we already know, it also Asers even B'chol Shehu, even the tiniest amount. So if it gets mixed in with something else, it Asers even if a tiny bit fell in. Yain B'yain, Umayim B'mayim, B'chol Shehu. It's not just Yei Nesach falling into kosher wine, it's also Mayim Nesach. If this water was used in the service of Vizara and it fell into regular water, that aser is even if it's the tiniest amount that fell in. However, yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin, if yayin nesach fell into regular water or mayim nesach fell into regular wine, then it's only going to aser b'naisin tam if it imparts a flavor. But if less than naisin tam fell in, if it's not enough that one would be able to taste it, so then it's not aser. And Zakal, this is the rule, min b'minoi b'mashu. If one type fell into the very same type, then even the smallest amount asers, so wine into wine or water into water, that asers. But if shaloi b'minoi b'naisin tam, if it's not its min, such as wine into water, water into wine, it only asers if it imparts flavor. And moving on to the next Mishnah, Elo asurun v'aisun b'chol shehen. The following things are not only aser ba'ana, they also aser if they get mixed into something else, even a kol shehu, even the smallest amount. So yayin nesach, we just explained in the previous Mishnah, v'avoy dezara, an actual idol itself. If it gets mixed up with a whole bunch of other images that are not idols, even though it's one in many, it still asers a kol shehu. V'ayers levuvin, we had mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, this is the hide of an animal that has a circular hole by the heart, because when the animal was alive, they would cut a hole in its chest, pull out its heart, and use that for avodah zarah. So we had said that the hide itself is aser, and therefore, even if this hide got mixed up with tons of other ones that are perfectly fine, everything is aser because that's a kol shehu. Vishar haniskal, a shar that got stoned or that needs to get stoned. One example of this is a shar who killed a person. So bezin paskins that needs to be killed, it's aser ba'ana. Also, ve'egla rufa, this is when a corpse is found outside a city, and we measure which city it's closest to, this one or that one, whichever one it is. The elders of that city, the zakenim, they have to go through a whole kapara process because in some way they take blame for this person being killed. And all the way at the end, an egel, young calf, is chopped in the back of the neck with an axe. That's called egla arufa. The egel is chopped in the back of the neck, and that's also aser ba'ana. So it asers if it gets mixed up, even just a kol shehu, vitzipari mitzayra, and the birds that a mitzayra has to bring for part of his karban, those are also aser ba'ana. Usa'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir. We know that nazir, among other things, is not allowed to cut his hair, and at the end of his nazir's period, he does cut his hair, and it has to be totally burned, and it's aser ba'ana. So if it gets mixed up with something else, it asers a kol shehu. And upeter chamar, the firstborn male donkey, is kadosh and has to be redeemed. Its kedusha has to be exchanged for a sheep, and before that happens, it's completely aser and aser ba'ana. So if it gets mixed up with other donkeys, it asers even a kol shehu. And ubasar b'chalav, meat that's cooked with milk, that's also aser ba'ana. In parentheses over here, we have v'sar mishtaleach and the sar which is sent out on Yom Kippur and thrown down the cliff. V'chulin shenish chub azara and chulin which is shechted in the azara. If a person brought an animal to the azara, maybe thinking it was a carbon, but really it was just regular chulin, that's also aser ba'ana. And the Mishnah just concludes with the same din we started out with. Hari elu asurin, these are all aser, ve'oisin b'chol shehen, they aser even the smallest amount. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.